Okay, my name's Paola Tester and I'm interviewing you tonight as part of the One Another project by Anthony Gormley on Trafalgar Square on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 10th of July at 12 minutes past 2 in the morning. Just for the record, could you please tell us your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Yep, I'm Heather Knight. I was born on the 27th of February 1988 and I'm from Langham in Rutland.
So how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
I was quite nervous this morning. I felt like I was going to an exam or something. I had those butterflies in my stomach, but I'm excited about it now.
How did you first find out about the project?
I found out through my university tutors. I got sent a link about the project and I thought, let's go for it, let's apply. I didn't think I'd actually get picked, but I thought it's great if I did, and I did.
How did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Ecstatic. And then I was sort of in shock and what on earth am I going to do? Yeah, it took me a good few weeks to sort of reach any decision about what I was going to do. Sort of did a lot of brainstorming.
What first inspired you to apply?
It's just the opportunity. It doesn't come around like that very often, being in Trafalgar Square on a plinth in front of all these strangers and having the opportunity to represent myself and perform or protest, entertain. It's just, I thought it was a great thing to take a part of.
So what will you be doing up on the plane?
I'm dressing up as a giant pigeon. I don't know what I'm going to do as a pigeon up there. I'm going to see how the moment takes me. I've got a whiteboard, I've got speakers, and I'm going to take it from there.
Why have you decided to dress up as a pigeon and go on?
just for fun, really. And I think a pigeon's sort of iconic of Trafalgar Square in London. And I thought it was quite appropriate. And I just wanted to have fun making it and being a pigeon, really. Yeah.
What impact do you think you might have up there?
On other people?
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll entertain. Maybe I'll raise a few questions about whether I am art, whether I'm not art, why I'm dressed as a pigeon. When I applied, I found that I was questioning myself, sort of, what am I going to do, and I had to think long and hard about how I was going to represent myself to represent Britain.
Did you have other ideas of what you might do?
Yeah, I can't remember what they were now. Once I decided on pigeon, it was a definite idea, and I just went for it.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
For myself, for Anthony Gormley, for Britain. It feels like I'm making an Oscar speech. For mum, for dad.
You've mentioned that you're interested in representing Britain. How do you think you will represent Britain?
I'm not sure how I represent Britain as a pigeon. I want to represent all the students out there, anyone from Rutland, anyone who pot washes, anyone who does a creative degree. Yeah, maybe represent all the pigeons out there. But, this is me and I'm part of Britain.
Are you studying at the moment?
Yeah, I'm studying graphic communications. I'm going into my third and final year next year at Loughborough University.
And what do you hope to do after that?
Get a job. hopefully in the design industry, in the advertising industry, but anything would be good, really, when I graduate. Or professional pigeon person.
Have Have you got any hopes about what might happen when you're up on the plinth?
I hope I don't get heckled too much. I just hope to have fun and enjoy it. Enjoy it while I'm up there. I hope it doesn't go too fast. Yeah.
Any fears or concerns about what might happen when you're up there?
I think I'm scared I might be sick or I'll need the toilet, but they don't compare to how excited I am.
Part of the interview is to get an idea of the people that are involved in the project, mm-hmm. and this portrait of the UK. What would you say is important to you at the moment in your life? And the way you represent yourself?
What's important to me? Family, without sounding too much like EastEnders. The future, you know, how I'm going to get employment when I graduate. My family and friends. What was the question again, sorry? Yeah.
What is important to you in your life?
Yeah, I think family, friends, work, life, play. And little things that make me happy, like colours and... yeah.
Mentioned colours make you happy. What's your favourite
colour? Green. I just get really excited when I'm out in the countryside and everything's such a vivid green. I get quite excited about that sort of thing.
Do you go to the countryside a lot?
I live in the countryside, so I get a lot of green there.
Could you tell us a little bit about where you live?
Yeah, I live in a little village near Oakham and Melton Mowbray. I live there with my mum, my dad, my sister, my two dogs. It's very quiet. It's a long way to do anything exciting. To make your own fun. But it's nice, I enjoy it. It's my detox from uni.
Will your family be watching you on the
Yeah, plane? But online. They won't be watching me outside. It's far too an unsociable hour for them. Yeah, I might give them a call while I'm up there.
Have you got someone here with you?
I've brought my sister down and a mate from uni, and then my boyfriend surprised me by turning up as well. That was a great surprise.
So if you had to describe yourself,
mm-hmm.
and portray yourself for this portrait of the UK, how would you describe yourself?
Heather, 21, female, graphic communications student, loves fancy dress. Loves having a bit of fun. Can't wait to get on that plinth. Out there to represent all the young people who like dressing up. yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your outfit that
yeah.
you're wearing?
I made my outfit from scratch. I got some giant angel wings from eBay and spray painted them grey, and my body is made out of felt and material. I've got some Primark leggings in which I've sewed on some feathers. My legs are face painted and my feet are made out of fabric and stuffing, and my head's made out of a fleece balaclava, and I've paint on the eyes, and I've got a paper mache beak and a sport sock for the little white lumpy bit on the top. And that's pretty much it. It's a lot of sewing.
Do you do a lot of dressing up?
Yeah, I enjoy it at uni. I've done like Pikachu, and I had a robot theme for my 21st. I always take it to the extreme now. I spend far too much effort making my fancy dress, just to be worn out on a union night out, but it's good fun. It gets people talking as well. And Loughborough's quite a fancy dressy uni as well. We have a Hey You night where pretty much probably about 75% of people do fancy dress. It's a good laugh.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the interview?
No, thanks. No, I think okay. Yeah, I think I've said everything. Yeah.
you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.